Please keep in mind that I did record this episode in May. I thought I would be publishing it in May, but I ended up releasing my episodes in a different order than I anticipated. But now it's June, so hence why I talk about May being Mental Health Awareness Month. You're listening to Brianna's Bandwagon, the podcast, and I'm Brianna Marie, blogger, YouTuber, and content creator, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, I am coming at you with another story time episode relating to a diagnosis, so let's get right into it. All my life, I remember struggling in school and having to work really hard trying to focus on my assignments and anything we were really doing. Tests were always the worst. My brain would freeze up and I'd be stuck. Other people would be finishing their tests and I'd feel an immense amount of panic as I would stare at my paper not knowing what the answer was. Of course, I did study. I just couldn't recall the information I studied, which doesn't help you when you're in a test, by the way. And in elementary and middle school, there would often be times I would come home, try and do my homework, and end up in a tantrum because I didn't get it. And cleaning my room has always been a struggle for me, and it still is. Something would happen to throw me off, and I feel like I'm back to square one. So nothing really seemed to fit together. I mean, I was a good kid. I tried. I tried to study. I tried to do everything possible that would benefit me, but it never really fit together. Another thing was I also think at remembering things. I often do not remember things. And if you know me in real life, you know how true this is. But I thought this is how everyone operated in life, but life was just actually this difficult. Spoiler alert, it is not supposed to be this difficult. And in middle school, I was diagnosed with ADHD. Technically, ADHD is a mental illness, but mental illness is a very broad term, and it can refer to any type of condition affecting a person's behavior, such as mood and thinking, which can cover everything from anxiety to depression or bipolar disorder. And so, depending on your definition of mental illness, it can be hard to categorize ADHD. So with that in mind, let me carry on with the story. ADHD is marked by inattention and a hyperactivity impulsivity. ADHD causes a dramatic lack of focus, learning difficulties, and behavioral problems. And there are three main types of ADHD, which I will go over. There is the combined type, and it's characterized by impulsive and hyperactive behaviors, as well as inattention and distractibility. So the features are short attention span, distractibility, poor internal supervision, disorganization, and procrastination. So common types of behaviors for this type of ADHD is does not listen to or follow verbal directions, often unable to play quietly, talks excessively, blurts out answers, lack of patience, does not listen to what others are saying. The next type of ADHD is the impulsive hyperactive type. And behaviors for this type include often fidgets with hands and feet, constantly moving, leaves seat when expected to remain seated, does not listen to or follow directions, talks excessively, blurts out answers, interrupts, does not remain on task, etc. And last one is the ADHD inattentive type, does not listen to what others are saying, needs questions to be directed, makes careless mistakes, disorganized, starts but does not complete homework, forgets to do things, might be quiet and cannot pay attention, daydreams at school and at home, and gets bored easily. I will have a link in the description on a chart for all three of these if you want to take a closer look at them. Say I'm running through them fairly fast. So middle school, I will put it bluntly, was not great. Middle school for me was 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, at least where I went to school. First, I had to deal with the confusion of my bad grades, even though I studied and I did not receive the results I wanted. It seemed to me that everyone was just really smart and I was just really behind. That's what I thought. Or maybe I just wasn't that bright. I mean, when you keep failing at something despite trying, it really messes with you. Not only that, but there was traditional difficult friendship drama too. And add that to my poor grades, it soon became obvious to my parents something was up. But what if they never noticed these things? What if I had different parents that didn't even acknowledge these things or recognize my challenges in school? That means my ADHD could have gone undetected, which is the case for a lot of girls with ADHD. I flew under the radar, so throughout elementary school, because my symptoms were internalized, I wasn't racing around the classroom. I just had racing thoughts. And even if symptoms are obvious, it can be hard to know what to make of them. Not every parent is in tune with their child, as mine were, and still are. Not every parent knows when to insist on helping their child find a solution, especially women with ADHD. Moreover, it does not help the fact that women with ADHD are more likely than men to go undiagnosed or even misdiagnosed, and less likely to receive appropriate treatment. Yet, women are just as likely as men to have ADHD, and the latest research suggests that ADHD in women has caused even greater emotional turmoil. Even so, with all this knowledge, some professionals still believe that it is a disorder that is primarily only affecting boys and men, not girls. Since when you think of ADHD, the stereotype you probably think of is an elementary school boy racing around the classroom. However, I didn't always appreciate or see that my parents were trying to help me, because when I realized I had to get screened for ADHD, my first thought was, did my parents actually think I was going insane? But to be fair, I didn't think my parents actually even told me what I was being tested for. I just thought I was attending a normal appointment until they had me doing mind games, which was not a usual thing for appointments. More importantly, I wondered who gave this idea to my parents, and what did they think of me? It was a silly thought in the time, and I was just really frustrated. In the end, my parents told me about the results from the screening, and that I ADHD. So I'm gonna be real. I don't even think I knew what that was at the time, but I knew it sounded bad, so I cried. Like, tears down my face and snot type of crying. And within time, I learned to go on medication. And that was interesting because I was scared, since I never took any kind of medicine for brain problems. So who knew what it could do to me? I didn't know if I wanted to find out. It seemed a little scary. But after a few different medications, I found one that worked for me. But the big kicker was if I didn't take it, then it made me want to sleep all day. Like, I would be sleeping all through the day and night and still end up feeling tired if I wake up through the day. So that meant I could not miss a dose at all in my entire life. And there have been days I accidentally, only maybe like 2 or 3 missed days, but it still really is an awful feeling when I don't take it. Back to my feelings about the diagnosis. My diagnosis was at the end of 8th grade. So I was planning to continue on to the next school, which is high school. And eventually I felt like a sore thumb, because the first day of high school when I learned my schedule, I found out I was put in a special education study hall, which was exactly not what I want. And I was offended. Was anyone ever going to explain this to me? I was starting high school and I wanted to start fresh. So being put in a study hall with kids that I didn't really even know, separated from my friends, was just embarrassing to me. Because all my friends were in a different study hall. High school was supposed to be the year I changed and started getting out more, and this was not helping. So each day at the end of study hall, I'd walk out there hanging my head, wishing I was with my friends in study hall, the big study hall where most people go, not the small study hall where I ended up. And this wasn't the only time it happened. There was countless other times I was put in other classes, and I think the reason is because my ADHD. But what got me more was when people asked me what class I was in, and I wasn't in the traditional normal classes. So all this made me so angry. Getting these new special accommodations for me was not what I wanted, because I wanted to show people I could do it. I wanted to believe I was smart. So really, my diagnosis led me to feel crushed. I felt like my energy was drained and I had failed. In my mind, I always pictured my life was going to be kind of like what you see in movies or books. The daughter everyone admires and looks up to, and the one that gets good grades, straight A's. But that's not how my life was playing out. I did eventually learn to cope with it, and I rarely think about it. It rarely crosses my mind ever, and I'm not really upset about it because all the pieces eventually fit. Like I said before, math lectures were hard, school was just hard, but in the moment I thought it was because I was not smart. Really, there was an underlying problem, the ADHD, and then we figured that out. It's like everything fell into place. But how does ADHD affect someone, especially on a daily basis? Now, if you know me in real life, you probably can recognize these things, but let me just highlight a few things. Sensitivity to rejection and criticism is something that is very much a trait in me. I'm a very sensitive person, I think. I don't really take criticism well. So if someone criticizes me in any way, I will lose it and may have a mental breakdown. This is because I begin overanalyzing everything about myself, even if the criticism was meant to be constructive and not in any way hurtful. The next way ADHD affects me is memory. And if you know me in real life, you definitely know I've pointed this out before. As soon as something crosses my mind, it goes away, and I can't remember what I was about to do or what I was thinking about. I need constant reminders in order to do anything. Important things like names, events, dates, and so much more is almost nearly impossible for me to remember without a reminder. Hence, Google Calendar has become my friend. In fact, I could be looking at you and you could be talking about something and I may seem like I've been paying attention, but I probably would not be able to repeat what you just said. Though I do try very hard to listen to people. Another huge way ADHD affects me is time perception. My perception of time is so skewed. I'm always overestimating or underestimating how long something's going to take. And this leads to being like two things. I try to fix this and I know that I have a bad perception of time, so I try to fix this. For example, if I know I have something going on during the day, I will go into waiting mode, which is quite annoying. So for example, if I have to leave for an appointment at 2:45, unfortunately at 12:30 or even when I wake up, my brain will activate waiting mode, which means that instead of getting anything done that day, I have to just sit and wait. Don't ask me how this makes any sense, because as I explain it, it makes no sense, but I feel like that's what I have to do. It's just in order for me not to miss something. I have intensified emotions. I get angry and sad over the most trivial things. When I'm happy, I'm probably annoyingly happy. My emotions are turned up 100% or more. I'm also very impatient. I have this need for everything to be done now. I'll have a list of 10 things or more. I want to get them all done at the same time. But obviously that's not logical. This causes me to get overwhelmed, which leads to doing nothing. I also interrupt people because I want them to talk faster. And because I have a thought that's in my brain that needs to get out right now. Because if I don't, I will probably forget it. Staying on task is another common trait of ADHD. On a busy day, it's not unusual for me to overestimate how much I can get done. Like I said before, the perception of time. So I'll be starting up many tasks during the day. Could be researching a new topic for a blog post, editing my photos, sending an email, checking my statistics, etc. They're all works in progress, which is fine until a deadline pops up, like the blog post needed to be written yesterday. But I spent all this time trying to multitask and not focus on one sole project. I don't know about you, but my family has a term for the lack of motivation, and we call it LOMO. So I often have a lack of motivation. And this can really be for anyone, but it's very prominent in people with ADHD. I don't have the motivation to do anything sometimes. Another huge trait that was very prominent, especially in school, was not following directions / not being able to understand. So in some cases, following directions is not possible for me. My brain doesn't process directions as quickly as others, and even the smallest ones can hinder my ability to use step-by-step instructions. And this is whether I'm putting together something, cooking a meal, or trying to fix my computer. And it especially makes it hard when you tell me the instructions just by speaking, because I'm not going to remember that. I usually have to read something or watch a video, hence why I really love YouTube. Another thing that I did not really attribute to ADHD until later on was friendships. It is often difficult for people with ADHD to maintain friendships. And looking back, I can see how it's affected me. Believe it or not, I forget to text back despite me being on my phone a lot. It's either I forget you were planning to hang out or I get distracted while in deep conversations, which makes people think I don't care enough. Also, I'm a very annoying texter. I either send way too much in a text or basically nothing. Sometimes I could go for days or weeks without responding. If I sense the smallest shift in personality from my friends, I will also think I am probably the cause. They could be having a bad day, but I'll assume it was somehow my fault and that everyone's mad at me. And if nobody initiates the time to hang out, I could happily spend about a month or two alone before taking the initiative myself to ask someone. And that has definitely affected me. And those have definitely been the most obvious ways ADHD has affected me. Of course, there are so many others, but I only have so much time in this podcast to talk. So let me wrap it up with some facts about ADHD and some statistics. The estimated number of children ever diagnosed with ADHD, according to a national 2016 parent survey, is 6.1 million or 9.4%. This number includes 388,000 children aged 2 to 5 years, 2.4 million children aged 6 to 11 years, 3.3 million children aged 12 to 17 years. And many children with ADHD also have other disorders. And 5 and 10% with ADHD have a behavior or conduct problem. And about 3 in 10 children with ADHD have anxiety. Other conditions that often affect people with ADHD are depression, autism, spectrum disorder, Tourette's syndrome, etc. I will leave all the links I mentioned in this episode description, so be sure to check them out. I will also put I'll link to other various ADHD-related Instagram accounts, so you can go ahead and check them out. One of them I highly recommend is the Mini ADHD Coach, which has cute graphics explaining ADHD and any resources I find. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. You can catch all the latest from me by following me on Instagram at It's Miss Brianna Marie. And I will leave the rest of my social media links down below. The podcast has an Instagram called Brianna's Bandwagon.pod, which I am currently revamping. So thanks again for listening.